The amount of crude oil being shipped by rail through New York State is on the rise, and that includes a highly volatile version called Bakken crude oil. As WXXI's Juan Vasquez reports, Senator Chuck Schumer wants to change how Bakken crude oil gets moved.
Because of the way rail lines are set up in New York, trains either go through or go near major population centers, and that includes those carrying oil.
Because there's a lot of oil in North Dakota, and there are a lot of refineries in New Jersey, and where the way the oil gets there.
That's Senator Chuck Schumer. Because of the increase in Bakken crude oil shipments by rail, he wants new safety regulations that require it to be stabilized before it's even loaded onto the train. The reason, he says, is safety. Safety for those in the major population centers near the rail lines. The U.S. Department of Transportation is already proposing new tank car standards, but Schumer says that's not enough. Pointing to the deadly 2013 derailment in Quebec that took 47 lives and other derailments involving volatile crude oil in four states, Schumer feels regulations for stabilizing Bakken crude oil before being shipped by rail could help further mitigate the damage caused by a future derailment.
We can't wait any longer. We need DOT to stop dragging their feet, to implement these safety rules, and make us safer still. We've been able to get some things done, but we need to do this to make sure that, God forbid, there's not a terrible explosion because of a derailment in a heavily populated part of upstate New York.
Some states have pushed through safety regulations on their own. North Dakota is one. But Schumer feels a national safety regulation is more practical than having each state create their own.
But they have to do it. It's not an impossible task.
Juan Vasquez, WXXI News.